At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, I wanted to talk about James White wanting to spank me or have me spanked. And I also want to talk about his attacks on J.D. Hall, specifically trying to tattle on him to his elders. This is just pretty interesting for a number of reasons. One, I'm not so much defending myself as I do want to come out and defend J.D. Hall more than I care about defending myself at the moment. What James White said about me was hilarious. He said something that was kind of gay and did not say no homo. So I can just laugh about that. I can just laugh off James White because he's not a serious person. But going after J.D. Hall, I thought was a low blow. And that, I think, needs more confrontation. And the fact that he just kind of lies about J.D. Hall with impunity. He has his own track record of hypocrisy, especially in the people who he does ministry with. And he does not have good leadership qualities. When I talked about last week's live stream, when I talked about the competency crisis in evangelicalism, James White is part of the competency crisis because he is someone who believes that because he's old, therefore he should be in charge of the movement. But in reality, he's not competent to be in charge of a movement. And it shows. That's what the dividing line has become, just his rants in a microphone about his Twitter wars. He's not trying to uncover anything. He's not trying to really have meaningful debates, in my opinion. And I'm not big on apologetics debates in general. I'm a discernment guy, and discernment guys and apologetics guys, we don't always see eye to eye. There's some tension between us because a lot of the people, especially on YouTube, who do apologetics have horrendous theology, some of the largest channels. But James White has somewhat better theology. I think he's bad on church history, and some of what he says, he's very inconsistent in trying to appeal to the reformers because he seems like he would anathemize the reformers. But I digress. So let's dive in. But first, just let you know, Evangelical Dark Web, Christian News Gathering Commentary Ministry. This is our patron-like system. If you want to support our work, help get our writers paid, and keep the lights on and stuff like that, you get bonus access to bonus content in our patron-like system. And my book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, which is largely about discernment ministry, by the way. It's not necessarily in the title, but it is largely about doing discernment, trying to win a culture war. And that's the type of book that this is. And let's go into clip number one, which is James White talking about spanking me. And he's talking about the meme that I posted last week, which I thought was a hilarious meme. It did the numbers way beyond what I ever thought it would do in numbers. And here's the clip.
So two days ago, I saw a graphic, another meme, and it was from this, seems like a kid, seems like he's about 14, 15 years old, Evangelical Dark Web, okay? Real nasty guy, real nasty, childish, super duper immature, needs a good spanking is what he needs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my mom used to say. Yeah, and all of us go.
So there he goes, trying to say I need a good spanking, a real good spanking. And by the way, I don't know if he has children or not. I assume he does have children. But you don't exactly spank a 14, 15-year-old. Like, that is not really proper discipline for that age group. You know, a 3-year-old, absolutely. A 5-year-old, sure. I'm not at the age yet as a parent on when you stop spanking as an effective punishment. But you don't really spank a 14, 15-year-old in the office when Michael Scott spanks his, is that his nephew or whatever that gets spanked in the office? Like, that is comic because you don't spank someone that is that old as discipline. So James White is just saying this for rhetorical effect that I need a good spanking. And you comment below if you think I need a good spanking. But this is just, it's a gay comment, and he did not say no homo here. It's just weird, and he's just taking a lot of joy in saying it. And it's going to come back full circle because J.D. Hall will make a reference to this, and we'll show his clip as well. But let's continue with his deep dive into the meme.
You wait till your father gets home. grab by the ear. Yeah, the whole nine yards. Yeah. And so you've all seen this thing where you've got this little kid and the road branches two different directions. And so the question is, which way reformed man? So it may have been Stephen Wolf himself who made it. Maybe somebody else made it for him. I don't know. So anyway.
So he's really trying to deny me credit for my own work and my own memes by saying Stephen Wolf made the meme for me. Like, seriously, like, can't just give me any credit here. I mean, I made the meme. I think Stephen Wolf originated the which way reformed man question, but I made the meme to juxtapose two different conferences, which she's about to explain, but poorly.
There's the graphic for the Christ is King, How to Defeat Trash World conference, and then the graphic for ReformCon. And they've been put up there, which way, reform man? And I commented on it. I said, you know, if this was to be accurate, what you'd have is the path would be going straight, and then straight to ReformCon, and then it would branch off to one side to the other. Because you look at, not all, because, I mean, Calvin Robinson's on there, Stephen Wolf's on there, but large majority of everybody else that is on that graphic would have been with us only a matter of a few years ago. Joe Boot and I have both spoken at conferences with Joel Webbin within the past 2 years. And so this has happened fairly quickly. And if you look at where we all are, we haven't changed our perspectives. We don't sit around talking about the post-war consensus. We obviously are not driven by a commitment thereto or anything even slightly relevant to that. And anybody who says otherwise is just simply not functioning on an honest intellectual basis.
Again, they did come out with the Antioch Declaration, which is pretty woke. It does, in some capacity, affirm the post-war consensus while denying its existence, and then also arguing against the post-war consensus. So yes, they do spend their time talking about the post-war consensus. This is a lie, James White. You signed it.
Just being dishonest or demonstrating an ignorance on a level that's pretty hard to fathom. So we haven't changed. And I would say, looking at everyone speaking at the ReformCon coming up in April, if you asked us the key questions concerning Christian worldview, apologetics, basis upon which God judges nations, national sins that must be repented of, all that stuff, we would have given the same answer back then that we'll give at ReformCon. We haven't changed. But it is beyond question that many of the people in the other graphic have and will not give the answer they would have given only 2 years ago or at most 4 or 5 years ago. So the graphic should have been straight road, keeps going, other branches off over here. If that was the intention.
So he's going to malign my motivation at the end. But let's just say Let's talk about the whole people not changing over time. And to some degree, it's about growing up, and some people don't want to grow up or understand the times. Now, if you have not changed your politics since COVID, since March of 2020, and I'm not talking about your convictions or beliefs. I'm not talking about changing your convictions or beliefs. I'm talking about changing your politics, the methods you of implementing your beliefs publicly. If you have not changed your politics, have you really grown as a person? Because I would say you have not really grown as a person if you've not changed your politics. Some of these people in the Reform Con want to be post-millennial theonomic libertarians. Libertarianism does not have the answer for the problems in our society. Theonomy does not have the answers for the problems in our society. It is a very complicated system, and Christian nationalism is just superior because it relies more on natural law and the fact that we as Christians have the law written on our hearts. We know right from wrong, so we don't have to eisegete scripture in order to justify legislation that is good. And we can have robust immigration policies, which theonomy does not lend itself to, nor does libertarianism lend itself to. So really, it's the politics have changed. The convictions have not changed. This is something that James White does not want to recognize. And, you know, some of the people that are at Crisis King loved when I posted that. Not to name any names because likes are hidden now, but just saying.
Of the dark evangelical web or evangelical dark web or whatever the guy's name is. The kid that does all the stuff. If it was their intention to provide something that was insightful or something like that. But it wasn't. It was meant to do other things. And but again, I just point this out. It is the reality. It is the way that things things are.
So he impugns my motives in making the meme, yet he does get some insight out of the meme that he says that I have posted for nefarious purposes. And he understands the meme. He just disagrees with my perspective in posting the meme. It is about, are we going to choose Christian nationalism, or are we going to choose post-millennial theonomic libertarianism? Are we going to choose bold colors, or are we going to choose pale pastels? Boomers get that reference. Are we going to choose, you know, bold action, or are we going to choose stagnation? Are we going to choose expanding alliances, or are we going to choose niche infighting? Which way? Are we going to cancel people for memes? That would be ReformCon. Or are we going to embrace memes and, you know, cultivate young men to rise up and be leaders? Are we going to make leaders, or are we going to make followers? These are the questions that I'm raising in the meme. So we're going to go on to the next portion, which is James White attacking J.D. Hall. And this I find just petty. To me, I think his words here are just pretty disgraceful, and he does lie and make factual inaccuracies.
Is that J.D. Hall is attending, no. That he has gone back to doing what he was doing only a few years ago. For those who don't know, J.D. Hall founded Protestia, Pulpit and Pen. When I first met him years ago up in Montana for the first time, he was just a Southern Baptist pastor and concerned about what was going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. And then he just swung out into outer space. The stuff that he did for years with Pulpit and Pen, the literally calling family members up, calling children up to try to get dirt on their parents, and promising to burn ministries to the ground, and just daily and weekly haranguing of the brethren. The man had no control, and eventually...
I mean, let's look at some of the most controversial figures that J.D. Hall ever went after. Russell Moore, way before it was cool. He went after Russell Moore. He also went after the North American Mission Board because he thought that they were trying to control local churches and stuff like that. So he went after some bad guys way before it was cool. While, you know, he was before Donald Trump called Russell Moore a nasty guy and a bad representative for evangelicals. He went after Russell Moore before Donald Trump did. Now, I didn't know who Russell Moore was in 2016, so, you know, James White's got me there on age. He got me there. But, and then Karen Swallow Pryor. He lost some writers at Pulpit and Penn at the time over his going after Karen Swallow Pryor, who was a liberal, who endorsed Revoice.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
So, and she's like pro-abortion as well. But anyway, that is who, let's look at the most controversial figures and ministries that J.D. Hall's actually gone after.
Caught up with him. He was sued by numerous people, lost. He eventually blamed everything on drugs. He had had some type of surgery, got hooked on prescription drug pain meds.
And again, this is a lie. It wasn't pain meds. It's just, and it's not necessarily that he blamed this stuff on that stuff either. This is someone who doesn't actually listen to people.
It was all due to that. And a couple of years ago, he was removed from the pastorate and disqualified, and basically left public ministry as he had to, should have. And for a lot of us, it was like, thank you, Lord. The constant haranguing and stuff has finally come to an end. The man who said, I'll burn everybody else down, has burned himself down. We all saw it coming. We all knew it was just getting, the spin was getting tighter and tighter, and eventually it was going to implode. And it did, and we figured, okay. And I saw something, I don't know, about 6 months ago, did an interview, but it still seemed to me like, hey, I'm out here on my farm. I'm happy here. This is where the Lord needed me to be. And I'm like, good. Stay there. Well, he's back, and nothing's changed. There's still no breaks. There's still no ability to... It's still the... He still has the same attitude that he can read hearts from afar. He can come to conclusions about situations about which he's completely ignorant. He has some special spiritual ability that nobody else has.
The lack of self-awareness in that last part where he's talking about J.D. Hall's heart and his ability to read hearts and stuff like that, the lack of self-awareness... And the hypocrisy, the utter hypocrisy in James White saying that. First of all, I welcome J.D. Hall's return. The guy is, he's got it. He is a very insightful writer. And as someone who does discernment, I want to learn from J.D. Hall. I want to learn from his mistakes. His Polemicist Manifesto article, which is one of the first articles that he wrote on his Substack, is one of the most insightful things that I've read and as far as trying to do discernment and do it correctly, he's provided a lot of warnings against the pitfalls of what he's fallen into so that people like me don't make the same mistakes or don't get used. We don't get used by people like James White, people like Phil Johnson. So he has been very insightful for someone like me personally. And he's also incredibly based. I did not know in 2022 that he was this based. I did not know. I mean, I applauded him for all his stances on COVID and stuff like that. But I did not realize that he was as based as he is. I disagree with him on the Christian nationalist thing. But at least I can point to this is the premise that we disagree on. And we can actually have a conversation about that premise because we really disagree on one premise. And we can have a conversation about that because he's openly laid out his criticisms. This is not the case with James White. He just cries sacralism, which isn't really a real thing.
And he's back to it. I'm already one of his favorite targets to attack me. Nothing new there. It's sad. It's amazing that people that are promoting him don't seem to know what his history is. And then again, there's certain elements of that history that, there's no reason that they would know. Because it was just so, such a violation of foundational biblical principles of what you should and shouldn't be doing. And so I simply ask the question, what church, knowing what this man's history is, now maybe they don't know. Maybe they only know a part of it.
So now he's going after J.D. Hall's church, just to be clear. And he's also insinuating a tattletaling mentality here. Like, these elders don't know what he's up to. Someone should let him know.
Maybe they only know what he's told. I don't know. But I will say to them, whoever they are, this man is not qualified to be doing what he's doing. He will self-destruct. He will do a tremendous amount of damage, and he will damage you as well. Your church. You better believe it. You had better believe it. I don't know what you're thinking, but doing this kind of stuff is what got him into the situation that he crashed and burned in and brought so much disrepute to the name of Christ and to discernment ministry, polemics ministry, whatever you want to call it. He's right back where he was. What? Do you guys know this? Have you given him permission to do this? I just cannot imagine any sound group of elders knowing what I know, and I don't know all of it, but knowing what I know, going, hey, yeah, you go right back at it. You start throwing those firebombs at people and you just, you know, you go ahead and do all that stuff. Be nice to know. Be nice to know if they know and if they approve of it. That's a sad thing because they need to realize you got a ticking time bomb on your hands. And evidently 2 years off didn't stop any of it. It's
So that's James White, and this is J.D. Hall's response. So J.D. Hall, and he does make a reference to James White attacking me in this. So full circle here, and I just think J.D. Hall takes him to the woodshed. So listen to this.
So James White wants to know if my elders are aware. I guess he wants to tell on me. Okay. If my elders are aware that I'm online doing, pretending to do polemics. You know, the quick answer to that is yes. And I'd like to speak to that for just a moment. Yeah, they are. And they were putting Protestia in the bulletin before they ever met me. And when I showed up to church there, what I appreciated was instead of saying things like, J.D. Hall's in the back, everyone shake his hand afterward, like the first several churches I attempted to go to, they knew who I was, and then they gave me space, and they loved me. And believe it or not, that's how elders treat sinners. They don't, like, call their friends in Germany and create a cabal to try to get a pastor dethroned from across the sea because somebody in his church liked a meme once. All right? So, yeah, my elders, they subscribe to my Substack.
So there you have J.D. Hall just going off on James White for participating in the Tobias Raymond Schneider scandal and his slander and his attack on, because James White and Doug Wilson and basically the people at ReformCon were all part of this cabal, as J.D. Hall says, to take down Joel Webbin, which is disgraceful behavior. And there you have it. And the answer is, yes, his elders do know, which I already knew the answer to that question. He's already written as much. So anyway, let's let him finish, because this rhetorical beating has just started.
And at least one follows me on Twitter. I'm not sure the other ones know what Twitter are. But yeah, no, they read my material and give me feedback from time to time. That aside, let me point out that I don't think James White has any business talking about someone's ecclesiological scheme. He sat back and said nothing when Jeff Durbin created a fake YouTube account to post recorded audio of penitence to use someone's request of forgiveness for sin against them. By the way, that YouTube channel is still up. Or a half dozen others that Seth Dunn reached out and interviewed and spoke to, as this type of hard shepherding practice is engaged in at Apologia Church. Now, before you say, you're just going after James again, I'm really not, because I know.
So it's worth mentioning, they got skeletons in their closet on bad shepherding. And yes, Jeff Durbin did do this, and it was disgraceful behavior, and apparently it wasn't, and Tim Hurd, I think is the guy, and he's not the only one that they did this to. That is disgraceful behavior, to use someone asking forgiveness to suppress their subsequent criticisms of what you do. So you're trying to use that as, to use Crusader King's language, as a strong hook against them, or even a weak hook. You're trying to use that as a hook against them, which is disgraceful behavior for a pastor. No, you should not be recording penitence calls in order to use as blackmail or as leverage against someone. That is disgraceful, and that is what Jeff Durbin did. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and he did that after Tim Hurd, I believe, criticized Jeff Durbin's behavior or beliefs or practices, ideas, or whatever on something unrelated to what he apologized for. So, yeah, there's some context there that JD is referencing.
I never tweeted at him, ever, and I put him on mute, but I'd seen something he said, this is, I don't know, a few months ago, and I clicked on it because he was quoted by someone, and turns out he blocked me preemptively, and now he's tweeting at me from behind the block. You see, I remember the days of the channel rats in, you know, for the dividing line, because I was one, and you can hear James White say, oh, our friend in Montana has a, you know, a thought. I've been on the dividing line, been in the studio, and so I remember way back to the dark ages when James White did apologetics on the dividing line. He did not simply scream and shout, sit down and shut up, or, you know, these are fatherless young men. They need a good spanking. This guy looks like a 14-year-old, and he doesn't know what he's talking. James White's, quote-unquote, you're going to scare-quote polemics, brother. His scare-quoted apologetics ministry has been essentially an imitation of Trump's insults, his roasting of people, minus the humor of it. He's basically turned apologetics into looking into a camera and screaming at young men to shut up. And, you know, recently he opined, you know, all about all of the young men that he's trained to combat people like Corey Mahler, if that's how you say his name. I don't even know. I've never listened to Stone Choir. You know, the young men that you trained, James, have largely turned against you. And it's because you taught us better than this. How about this, James? Before you accuse someone of being bad theologically, you have to first convince people, or at least make an argument, that they're wrong. You skipped over the whole, let me explain why Christian nationalism is wrong. You went straight to, they're bad because they're Nazis. This isn't how we were taught to do apologetics. It's not how we were taught to do any of it. I've not gone out of my way to tweet at James White. I haven't tweeted at him at all. I received a preemptive block. Listen, scream.
Now, I too am blocked by James White, by Apologia Alpha and Omega Ministries, and by Rich Pierce's producer. So I'm blocked by the trifecta. I believe Rich Pierce blocked me because I celebrated Michael O'Fallon resigning from his board. I was taunting because there was a reason to taunt. It was, you know. So a few more seconds of this and then we'll be done.
Screaming at people you've blocked on X is not apologetics. It's not debate. It's pathetic. It's grandstanding. It's the opposite of debate. It's anti-debate, James. You know, you're quite better than this. Or at least you used to be back when you did apologetics. And you didn't just shout about Nazis all the time or conspire as you did with Tobias Johnson, however you say his name, and Doug Wilson to take out Joel Webbin. The crazy thing is,
so there is the clip from J.D. Hall that I wanted to share. And again, I think we've heard both sides of what was said. And they put the attack on J.D. Hall, even though it was at the end of their recording, they made that like their promo for it in terms of like the social media post and stuff like that. So this is what James White believes is for apologetics. I believe he also made a bad argument against Stone Choir from what I gather in that same episode that he was going after James or J.D. Hall in as well. You know, if we want to break down the whole language debate and stuff like that, it was not a good argument, but there's a reason why I prefer the NASB 95 over the Legacy Standard Bible. There's a theological and linguistic textual reason for that. And it kind of showed up in that debate as well, or in that episode as well. But anyway, when I talk about the competency crisis in evangelicalism, James White is definitely one of the people I'm talking about. I think Doug Wilson, maybe not Doug Wilson himself, but certainly a lot of his underlings, like Toby Sumter, would mostly fall under that. And this is a problem in evangelicalism. It just is. We need fresh faces, fresh leaders. And we also, we can't be holding past sins against people like this. This is not behavior of the church. This isn't how Christians ought to behave. So those are my thoughts on that. Obviously, there's some fun to be had here, but there is a serious point here that we got to, first of all, stick up for our allies. And we got to learn from other people's mistakes as well as forgive people for their mistakes. So a lot of life lessons here that we covered. And you just got to laugh off when people attack you and want to spank you. You just got to laugh that off. So and say you didn't say no homo. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.